Sometimes men love women, sometimes men love men. Then there are bisexuals, so some just say they're kidding themselves.
Bisexual, bisexual, bisexual.
I want to try it.
Bisexual, bisexual, bisexual.
I want to date a bisexual. I want to date a dyke. I want to date a bisexual. I can't decide which sex I like.
Is it wrong?
Is it right?
You feel weird?
I'm uptight.
Is that strange?
Let me say, man, guys were never my scene, but I do like show tunes.
I want guys.
I want girls.
Why do you cry?
Half the world.
Am I gay?
Am I straight? I don't think I'm a Peter Pan. Nancy for your girly mind.
Cause all I wanna be is bisexual. Bisexual. Bisexual.
I just might be a
bisexual. Bisexual. Bisexual.
I think I might be bisexual. There's nothing I don't like. I want to try it bisexual. I can't decide which.
Bisexual dating's the end thing today.
That Brad Pitt's such a cutie. Oh yeah.
Swings from both sides of the place.
You get twice as much booty. Oh yeah.
On your mark, get set, go.
Everyone's life is bittersweet. It's a door that opens wide, and no man can call himself complete till he's seen it from both sides.
Welcome to Queer Voices on KPFT, and this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and I'm here on the fourth Monday of each month to bring you an hour devoted to our culture's music. And this is a very special show and a very different one from what I usually do. I decided that I've been neglecting the B in GLBT, so this show will be about bisexual songs. Now, I didn't say bisexual artists. I've often played their music. But on this show, the lyrics of the songs themselves will deal with bisexuality. And that's why I started the show with the character Phoebe Buffay from the TV show Friends singing her well-known The Bisexual Song. And that went right into a very neat parody from the folks at Bob Rivers' Twisted Radio. It was a takeoff on the song Bicycle Race by Queen and was called Bisexual. And from there, I drifted into Hermits Hermits' This Door Swings Both Ways from 1966. I'm sure the writer of that song didn't intend that meaning for it, but I thought it would work well here. Okay, what this show will not do is go into the issues and myths surrounding bisexuality. There are plenty of websites on the net that do a great job at that, and I list several of them along with many bi-activism sites on my February webpage. No, this show will be a loosely structured, historic approach, and of course I do not claim to know about every bi reference in music. But I hope that what I've found will give a good overview. Oh yeah, I found so many songs that reference bisexuality that I could not fit them into one show and still do them justice. So this will be a two-parter, and will continue on the fourth Monday in March. The oldest song I found was by blues great Ma Rainey. I've played her before, when I featured her lesbian classic, Prove It On Me Blues. But I also found one by her called Sissy Blues, from 1926. And admittedly, some of these references are gray areas. She sings, "I dreamed last night I was far from harm, woke up and found my man in a sissy's arms. Now that could be interpreted to mean her man was bi. I found a number of songs like that, spanning the last almost 80 years, where the singer was none too happy about their man or woman being with the same sex. I'll get to some of those later, but before we leave the blues era, here's one more quick reference.
Says I woke up this morning with my poor county business in my hand. Yeah. I woke up this morning, all kind of business in my hand. Lord, if you can't send me no woman, please send me some sissy man.
That was Josh White, singing then under the name Pinewood Tom and Sissy Man Blues, a song often recorded in the 30s. His version was from 1935. I don't think in this case he was really trying to get the point across that he was bi, but it seems he was at least open to the idea. It comes across more that he was hard up enough to proclaim, "Lord, if you can't send me no woman, send me a sissy man." Perhaps a bit derogatory, but it was the 30s. The blues from the 30s had a casualness towards sexuality, which often extended to homosexual behavior. But you have to take a big leap forward in time to find that again. In fact, I'm jumping about 40 years to the late 60s to 1968, when an English group named The Herd released an album called Paradise Lost. The group named The Herd may not ring a bell with you, but one of its members, Peter Frampton, later left to form the group Humble Pie, and then in the early 70s to release his blockbusting Frampton Comes Alive LP. But back to The Herd. Their 1968 album contained an odd track for those times called Something Strange. I guess it depends on your definition as to whether it qualifies as a bi song or a gay song. It's a story about a couple where, in the last verse, the male is tempted into visiting his gay side. Here's The Herd with Something Strange.
Sun flies south with his girl to a land where they'll spend their 3 week vacation just begun, free from the ties and the watchful eyes that restrain them. At first through hot streets and bazaars they walk in a dream, and people who see them remark on their beauty as they pass. A perfect pair, not a single care to disturb them. She feels so happy, he thinks he is. She watches him, her eyes on his. What draws her closer? Does the wind change? Some subtle danger, something strange. Comes the last evening, she's suddenly unwell, retires to their room in the small. Morning on the plane, sit side by side, but a world now divides them. They make conversation, but it's not the same. They're flying apart, and they feel in their hearts something strange.
Yes, those gay voices beckon to some new delight. The Herd with Something Strange. I'm going to back up a year to 1967 for one of those references I told you about where the singer didn't really like the idea of their partner crossing that line.
Hey, Sally, don't you go downtown. Sally, don't you go downtown, girl.
That was Mitch Ryder doing a cover version of the Jeanettes song, Sally Go Round the Roses. The Jeanettes hit was from 1963, and Mitch Ryder covered it on his What Now My Love album in 1967. It's the first rock example you'll hear where the singer was complaining about his woman looking at love from both sides now. Folk singer Tim Buckley did a very similar take on that song. It appeared on his album, Honey Man, recorded in 1973.
I'm singing about Sally go round the roses. Sally go round the roses, people. Sally go round the roses. Sally go round the roses. Sally, don't you go down.
Again, that was Tim Buckley from 1973. But the year before, David Bowie was going through his Ziggy Stardust phase, and he had already declared to the press that he was bisexual, which was probably just hype. Anyway, he had recorded the song John, I'm Only Dancing, which was about a bisexual man dancing with a woman but telling his jealous male lover that there was nothing to worry about. John, I'm Only Dancing. She turns me on, but I'm only dancing. One of my friends in England tells me that his earliest gay musical memory was seeing David Bowie on Top of the Pops on television, with his arm draped around his fellow band member Mick Ronson. There's a famous rock photo of Bowie going down on Ronson's guitar. Also in the UK, from 1973, there was a pop singer named George Melly, and he released a song called Good Time George, in which he said very clearly that either sex was just fine with him.
They call me Good Time George, got a finger in every pie. Yeah, I'm Good Time George, my aim is just to satisfy. Little Robin Brandy got my engine going. Little bit of love and help my wild old soul win. Carry on loving till I'm dead. So don't you hurry up and mess up that bed. My name is Good Time George, and pleasure is my game. They call me Lucky, Lucky George. I never seem to get the blame. Hey there, mama, hold tight to your man, 'cause my equipment's on my AC/DC plan. They call me Good Time George. I'm having such a good time, man.
Okay, now it's 1975 and we're still in England, and the glam rock group Sweet is very non-judgmental when the lead singer describes his girlfriend as AC/DC.
She got girls!
That was a bit of AC/DC by Sweet. Over in Australia the next year, the group Supernaut had a huge hit with a song that got right to the bisexual point, called I Like It Both Ways.
Johnny is a guy, he's done makeup his mind, he says I like it both ways. Johnny's world is inside out, his daddy thinks he's insane. Because he likes it both ways.
Both ways.
I Like It Both Ways from 1976 by Supernaut. You may have noticed that we're almost through the 70s, and all of the songs I've played were from England or Australia. Where are the American Bi songs? Well, the closest we came that I found was the group Gotham. This was a very popular gay group in the 70s and 80s, playing in clubs around the country, doing mostly a pop style. But in 1979, they joined the disco trend with AC/DC Man. I remember my impression at the time was that here was this gay group who had never recorded anything with gay lyrics, and they figured a safe first step would be to do something with bi lyrics. Well, that was my theory, but it was wrong. I recently had a chance to ask one of the members of that group, David McDaniel, the reasoning behind that song. After we hear a bit of it, I'll tell you his answer. Here's Gotham. Here's the reason a very gay group did a bi song. The group Gotham was very popular in the Washington, D.C. area. They would do 3 or 4 months a year there, standing room crowds, year after year, and their audiences, who are mostly straight, loved to be kidded. So they had a routine about Washington, AC/DC. Their producers at the time, who also wrote the material, were two straight men, and they wrote the song to capitalize on this popularity. In 1980, Peter Allen released an album called Bicoastal. Now, at that time, no one had really heard that word, and also not too many people thought Peter Allen was straight, except it seems Liza Minnelli. So I don't know about you, but when I heard him sing the word bicoastal, I thought bisexual. And although the words are seemingly comparing New York and L.A., there's that quick verse near the end that says, "All those girls in TV movies, all those boys on Broadway, when you can't make up your mind, you know you'll go either way." Check it out.
You used to live in New York City, then you moved to LA, but you still miss the streets where you used to play. So you hurry on back there, you even leave your pool and your car, only to find you no longer belong. Oh, don't you know what you are? You hit the streets at midnight, still dancing after dawn, but something seems to be missing. Just what are you running from? Do you hear me singing
Peter Allen going bi-coastal. He had a very interesting career, which sadly ended due to his death from AIDS in 1992. A Broadway show recently opened portraying Peter Allen's career. It was called The Boy from Oz and starred Hugh Jackman. Also for this show, I put together my own medley of bi songs.
Bye-bye, Miss American Pie.
Walk on by.
Well, that's enough of that foolishness, but this is a good time to remind you to be sure to listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Saturday night from midnight to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's queer radio with attitude. Also, I invite you to check out my website at www.queermusicheritage.com, where you can view the playlist and see photos of the artists and recordings and listen to the show. My research of music from the 80s didn't really give me much for this show, but in one of them, the singer did not like the bisexual idea at all. In 1983, soul singer Barbara Mason recorded the song Another Man. Now, she had had a big hit in 1965 with the song Yes, I'm Ready, and hit on the soul charts in 1981 with one called She's Got the Papers, I've Got the Man. She makes references to that title in the intro of her song Another Man.
When I said she's got the papers and I've got the man, well, the man that she had that I took from her is not the man, child, that we thought he was at all.
Next is a song I think deals with the issue in a much more even way. It's by Tom Robinson. Tom is one of my queer heroes. His song, Glad to Be Gay, from 1978, is one of our anthems. But by the early 80s, he was questioning his sexuality and slowly realized that he was more bi than gay. This got him a lot of very difficult press in England, which may have been what encouraged the BBC in 1984 to commission him to write a song for a television play they were doing on the subject. The play and the song are called More Lives Than One.
Day after day, I've been living in dread, cheating at work, lying in bed. No hard feelings, just a bit of regret. I could have been lying in your arms instead. I'm glad that I'm married and I love my kids. I wish I'd never met you, but I'm glad that I did. Now I'm sitting in the middle, trying to fit in more lives than one. Day after day, I've been slipping away, playing the game that I don't wanna play. Sooner or later, there's a reckoning day. I'm so, so sorry, but what can I say? I feel like a heel, but I can't decide between the life I always wanted and the loving that I like. It's It's a bitter situation, overtaking more lives than one. I'm glad that I'm married and I love my kids. I wish I'd never met you, but I'm glad that I did. So I'm sitting in the middle, trying to fit in more lives than one. Yeah, I've been sitting in the middle and it's hitting more lives than one. It's a bitter situation, overtaking more lives than one.
That was More Lives Than One, and at the time, 1984, it was only available on a single, but now it appears on the reissue of Tom's Hope and Glory album. On to 1989. Gretchen Phillips has been in a lot of groups over the years. She was born in Galveston, Texas, and went to school in Houston, and then moved to Austin. The names of some of her bands are Girls in the Nose, Two Nice Girls, and the Gretchen Phillips Experience. And she's released recordings as a solo artist, and most recently has a duo known as Phillips and Driver. As a member of Two Nice Girls, she had probably her most success with her very tongue-in-cheek song, I Spent My Last $10 on Birth Control and Beer.
When I was a young girl like normal girls do, I looked to a woman's love to help get me through. I never needed any more than a feminine touch. I hated the thought of kissing a man. It really was too much. I did not drink. I did not smoke. I did not say God damn. I was polite. I was sensitive before I loved a man. My family, they were proud of me. My last $10 on birth control and beer. My life was so much simpler when I was sober and queer. But the love of a strong hairy man has turned my head, I fear, and made me spend my last $10 on birth control and beer. It was June of 1983 when Mary Lou and I did part. She said she loved another dyke. My God, it broke my heart. I was bitter and disillusioned to lose another girlfriend. Well, Lester came to work at Papa's store and decided to ease on in. Before that last heartbreak, well, nothing made me more sick than a hairy-chested, cheap, double-breasted, suited man with a hard dick. I guess that I was curious, heck, I guess that I was young. I guess it was that old rum and coke. I guess that I was dumb. I spent my last $10 on birth control and beer. My life was so much simpler when I was sober and queer. But the love of a strong hairy man has turned my head, I fear. It made me spend my last $10 on birth control and beer. For of course, for a woman to love a man, she must also love to booze. If a woman don't drink beside her man, then she will surely lose him. As I sit in this hetero honky-tonk and reflect upon my past, I think about those old girlfriends and why they did not last. For the certain thrills that lesbian love simply cannot supply, like paying for abortions from sperm gone. Without this man, I'd die. So listen to my tale of woe and hang your head and cry. I spent my last $10 on birth control and beer. My life was so much simpler when I was sober
and queer. But the love of a strong, hairy man has turned my head, I fear, and made me spend my last $10 on birth control and beer. I spent my last $10 on birth control and beer. My life was so much simpler when I was older and queer. But the love of a strong, hairy man has turned my head, I fear, and made me spend my last $10
That was from the 1989 album simply called Two Nice Girls. The first interesting bisexual song of the 90s was just called Bi. It was by New York City group Living Color. That group won back-to-back Grammys in 1989 and 1990 for hard rock performance. The song I'm playing is from their 1993 album called Stain.
The girls and I know the guys. Everybody loves you when you're by. The tension and the passion's double amplified.
That was Bi by Living Color. Up next is a dash of Bi Punk. The San Francisco group Stay Pressed released a single in 1995 called Vespa Sex, and from it is a very Bi song. They tell us, slightly off key, to double your chances for a date. And also from 1995 is a social commentary by a group with a strange name, Hypnotic Clambake. From their album, Kent the Zen Master, here's Bisexual Military.
Realize that I'm not here to compromise. My country I vow to protect. My lover, though, I will select. My lover, though, I will select.
You may have noticed that very few of the artists featured so far have been from the GLBT family. Maybe that's due to the pressures of society. In other words, it's safer to comment on bisexuality if you're not bisexual. That's slowly changing, and an example is the artist Karen Hellier with her song Pink and Blues.
He's got a Harley and she's got a tan, and she doesn't mind if I chase a man. He doesn't care if I'm out with the girls, so I'm alone at Baskin Robbins eating double fudge swirls. I never knew that both pink and blue could be so appealing. What should I do? Some say repent, just get off the fence. You better change your mind, girl, it doesn't make sense. But others reply with a gleam in their eyes. Everyone's born with buttocks and thighs.
That song can only be found on a various artist compilation CD of Chicago area artists called You Are What You Shoot. Oddly, it was produced by Mother Jones magazine. Karen seemed to be winking at us in that song, and sticking with 1995, here's a lesbian artist going for broader humor, so to speak.
You hung around and slept with me every night. When I said I wouldn't commit to you, you said some things that weren't very nice. You said my boyfriend's back and I'm gonna be bisexual.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
He's coming back, better take home all your dildos.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You say you could hurt, well that's just a tale.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Well, look out now, cause I'm growing back my nails.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Hey, he drives a Maserati.
That was Monica Grant doing her version of My Boyfriend's Back from her album Paradisiac. Next up is a song that got quite a bit of airplay, and I think it's delightful. From 1995, we find out that Jill Sobule just kissed a girl.
Jenny came over and told me about Fred. He's such a hairy behemoth, she said. Dumb as a box of hammers. But he's such a handsome guy. And I opened up and I told her about Larry. And yesterday how he asked me to marry. And I'm not giving him an answer yet. I think I can do better. So we left, compared notes. We had a drink, we had a smoke. She took off her overcoat. I kissed a girl. Called home to say she'd be late. He said he worried, but now he feels safe. I'm glad you're with your girlfriend. Tell her hi for me. And then I looked at you, you had guilt in your eyes. But it only lasted a little while. And then I felt your hand above my knee. And we laughed at the world. They can have their diamonds and our pearls. I kissed a girl. I kissed a girl. I kissed a girl, her lips were sweet. She was just like kissing me. Kiss the girl won't change the world, but I'm so glad.
On to 1996 and another dose of punk music, whether we need it or not, from Canadian singer Coyote Shivers. Yes, that's his real name and the name of his first album. From it, here's a bit of Bisexual Girl.
Well, I don't have to cheat to get my sexual thrills. Cause my girlfriend's bisexual. We're like liberated couples on Donahue. Doing the things that we love to do. And if you are a sexy girl, babe, who's a little bisexual, babe, get in line, we'll get to you.
In 1997, I found a couple very interesting rhythm and blues records, both definitely dealing with bisexuality. But before we get to them, I want to thank you all for listening. If you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, please write to me at qmheritage@aol.com, and I wish you would. On my website this month, I'm including lyrics to as many of these songs as I could find, and also plenty of links to lots of information about bisexuality. That's at www.queermusicheritage.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston, and I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month with part two of my look at bisexual songs. Back to those two R&B recordings I was telling you about. The duo Peggy Scott and JoJo Benson had several hits in the late 60s, and then both fell into relative obscurity, until this next song brought Scott, now known as Scott Adams, back to the limelight.
Something you may want. what happened to me. Listen, there are no words that can describe what I felt inside when I found out the man I loved loved another guy. We were at a party, oh, to have a little fun. But when I I walked outside, I couldn't believe my eyes. He was in Bill's arms, breathing hard and French kissing. I was ready for Mary, Susan, Helen, and Jane. When all the time it was Bill that was sleeping with my.
Peggy Scott Adams with her hit, Bill, from her album, Help Yourself. Now, the subject of that song was just dishy enough that it begged for an answer record. And, of course, someone obliged. An artist named Thomas Richardson turned it into a soap opera with a fitting closing song for this show. His answer record to Bill, called Bill Goes Both Ways.
Girl, have you heard the latest about Bill? This is too hot.
Cut the fat and get right to the skinny with me, baby.
Bill goes both ways.
What?
Turn the radio up.
I know you heard about Bill and how he took Jack away from jail. Now 3 months has come and gone. I heard Bill got tired of Jack and left Jack all alone. Now Jack don't have Bill and he wanna come back home. But when he opens the bedroom door, he finds more than Jill, he finds Bill.
Bill.
What? Jack was shocked to find that Bill go both ways. As Jack stood still watching Bill making love to Jill, Jack got kind of jealous. Jill looked back at Jack and said, now you understand the way I felt when Bill took you away from me. And she said, Jack, I know you're still my husband, and I know I'm still your wife. She said, now we have a common interest in the same man. You see, I know you still love Bill Jack, but I love Bill too. And I'm willing to do what I gotta do. I got to keep Bill here with me, just like you wanted to keep Bill with you.
Bill
gives me what I want, Jack. Jill told Jack I would rather fight than switch. And she said, Jack, I don't mind fighting you for Bill. Bill can love me rough like a real man. And she said, Bill can turn me over and love me gently like only a woman can. You see,
Bill, you took me from my wife.
Now what am I supposed to say to this?
Not much, baby. You put me in this situation. You left me for a man. I frankly turned the tables around. I thought you was coming through the front door, you going through the back. How you think I feel? How dare you come to me with such a line?
But baby, listen. At that time I was confused. I didn't know what was going on.
Confused? How dare you put me in the middle of a three-way love affair? I've been working and sweating my bones off of you.
But baby, listen to this. I am concerned about Bill. That's what I'm concerned about.
Bill is here to stay. You brought him here. He's welcome here as long as he has the strength to keep me satisfied.
So what you're saying, Bill is going nowhere? Bill's going to stay here?
I'm keeping both my men. That's what I'm going to have my cake and eat it too.
Hello, this is Bill. And listen, you guys have just forgotten all about my needs. I'm really serious. You think you have it all worked out, three people sleeping in your beds, and you just forgot about what I want. Well, listen, let me tell you something. I'm out of here. Because I only have one life to live. So as the world turns, I'm just going to say, au revoir, mon chéri. Bonsoir.
Warning, Bill is free again, and he might be coming to your town. You see, Bill might be your brother, Bill could be your own sister, he can be your drinking buddy, Bill might want to go camping with you. Oh, but be careful, cause Bill is out to get you, he's out to get you, he don't care who you may be. Don't care about nobody but Uncle Bill.